Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in and talk about the topic today, I'll get it out. I'm leaving that in. I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We have a special, quote unquote, special going on right now where we're giving quarterly memberships. We're super excited about that. People seem excited about it. And then that maybe come in and join for 3 months and take a couple months off. I personally would never leave teachhoops.com, but you have that option. And it's great. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
We call it Lombardi time. So you're a Wisconsin guy.
Ooh,
so
I know what Lombardi time is.
Right. You know, a Lombardi.
We call it Lambo time.
Lambo time. Yeah. So yeah. How do you say
Lambo? Well, it's 15 minutes early because the clock's off 15.
5 minutes. But go ahead, 15 minutes.
It's 15 minutes. The clock is 15 minutes in mm-hmm. Lambeau.
Yep.
So when I say a meeting's at 4, you're there at 3:45.
Yep. So
yeah,
it's Lambeau time. We give them a little bit more of a cushion. We say 5 minutes.
Yep.
So you want to be there 5 minutes early. And if you're early, you're on time. And if you're on time, you're late.
Yeah.
But again, if you get there early, and a lot of times my guys do, you lace them up. We start doing form shooting. And so I think that is the skill that can't be practiced enough, right? Shooting.
Right.
Pete Carril has the quote, bad shooters are always open. He won't pass me the ball. I'm open. Yeah, you're open.
You're open for a reason. Yeah, I've used that 1,000 times. There's a reason they're not guarding you because you're horrible. Yes. I've heard Bob Huggins talk about that once. He goes, you're open because you're bad, you know. Yeah. So, not guarding you, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that the guys on our team, at least if they leave them open, they can make a shot. So we do form shooting. I get that from Jay Wright. You know, just make sure the hand placement is right on the ball. You know, elbow in and you know, gooseneck flexion. And we actually take it even a step further where we don't want to hit the rim at all.
So. Perfect shots. I call those perfect shots.
Yep.
So, yeah, well, one of our warm-ups with form shooting is perfect shots. You got to get 3 perfect shots where, you know, you're 4 feet, then you're 6 feet, then you're 8 feet.
Absolutely.
And it's not hitting the rim. So yep. I don't care if it goes in. I mean, perfect shot. It's like putting. I always use the reference of golf. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just trying to get your feel for the, you know, the green or the rims.
Yep.
And that's why, yeah, that's why we talk about it in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we'll do that from the middle, and like you said, 4, 6, 8, and then A lot of times we'll do it from different sides. So we'll do form shooting from the side. And then even if we have, like I said, if we have too many guys, so usually I say groups of three. So, you know, three guys in front, three guys on the side. We have about three hoops. We have about, I don't know, on the middle school team, about 18 guys. So we can fit those guys on those three hoops. You know, a lot of balls flying up at one rim at the same time. Sometimes the balls will hit each other. That happens, right? At least they're getting some reps in. I also have them shoot either at a brick on the wall. All right, you guys were a little bit late. All right, you guys get the wall. Or sometimes I'll have them shoot on the side of the backboard. And so just
the up and down, because you're not talking fan backboards, you're talking rectangular.
Yep, rectangular.
Yeah.
And so just getting some wrist action, just getting some reps in there. And so that's how we start practice. And then we'll usually go for about 20 minutes of some kind of cardio, some type of fitness. And it could be something as like sharks and minnows. Sometimes right. We'll play tag. And if we didn't play well, then we'll just do some suicides, you know, we'll get them going. I'm not afraid of that, you know,
right.
That's the way I was coached. And I also, you know, I have parents and I have other coaches that don't believe in fitness as a punishment and don't believe in, I believe in consequences.
Right.
You know? Like, listen, when you turn the ball over, the other team gets a chance to score.
Right.
There's an immediate effect.
It's one thing and then another thing. I know. Yeah.
So when you don't play hard, this is what will happen.
If you don't pay your you know, your tax bill, the tax man's coming to take your house away. Yes.
Absolutely.
Or your electric, you don't pay your electric bill, they're gonna turn the lights off.
Right? So you know,
there's a consequence eventually. Yes.
Consequences.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but you shouldn't use fitness as a punishment. I do. I always say
it's like anything in life too. There's a bit of moderation with it. If you're always, then it's not going to work. So I get that.
Absolutely.
My
college coach, he gives the speech of, you know, there's people in other parts of the world that don't have this opportunity to run and play. Like, remember, we're playing a game. We're playing a sport here. Right. And
right.
Then there's other people that have disabilities or anyone who's ever been injured. Right. And so remember, when you have a chance to run and have a chance to play, it's a privilege.
Right.
Now, it might be hard. Right. You might be gasping for air.
Right.
But it's a privilege. You get a chance to run. You get a chance to play. So take advantage of it.
Yeah. Don't let your first world problems get in your way.
Exactly. You
know, that's what ticks me off. It's like there's a couple. I mean, you have a house, you have food, you're healthy. Stop talking it to me. Like, there's kids that, especially what's going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. So hopefully I think when kids come back, maybe they'll cherish this more. They'll cherish a lot of things more. I'm hoping.
So just being with their friends, right? Yeah.
I think the relationship building. All right. Anything else before I get to my rapid fire questions, coach?
Oh, we're going to do rapid fire. Uh-oh, I'm nervous.
No, it's okay. I got a bunch of questions, but I want to make sure you've gotten everything you want to talk to before I
Having good practices. One thing I use is TeamSnap, the app. And
yep.
It helps me communicate with the parents, you know, when the games are, what time you should show up. And I think having some of those resources again, builds trust in the parents, and they're able to support your message. I tell them right from the beginning, I have a nice little blurb, and I say, listen, I am direct. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Your son's not going to like me all the time. I don't think anyone likes anyone all the time.
Yep.
Right. And so, you know, if your son comes home from practice and, you know, he is not feeling, you know, like, oh, Coach Carter, talk to him about it and then talk to me about it, but don't jump down my throat. I can't believe you said this to my son.
And my rule is the kid talks to me first, then the kid and the parent talk to me next.
I agree.
It's like,
I agree. Yep.
There has to be some sort of communication going on. I agree.
You have like like a rules or standards thing?
I have a protocol as far as like missing practice and those sort of things. So my theory is if you miss practice for any reason, you either don't start or you don't go in when you normally go in. So no matter what. And I'm not punishing your son or daughter. I'm rewarding the kids that are there because they've missed something. It's like, I'm not going to put them in a, I'm not going to, if your son or daughter misses my AP stats class, I'm not going to give them a test right when they come back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure they got everything they need before they take the test. Our test is game day. So your son or daughter was sick with the flu. I feel you, but then they don't, I mean, it's not that they're not going to get to play. I'm just not going to start them, or I'm not going to put them in, you know, in the first 4 minutes when I normally do. I'm going to put them in a little bit later because I'm rewarding the kids that are there, that are working, you know. I like had kid miss for funerals.
I'm stealing that from you. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's how you word it to the parents. It's I'm not punishing your child. I'm rewarding the kids that are there. Because they've missed something. And it's like, I've had kids miss for tons of reasons. Like, and there's a spectrum. Some kids will miss because
Funny thing is, are you rewarding them by putting them in the game? The guys that are on the bench, are you rewarding them? Because they're like, oh, we don't really want to play coach.
Right. Nah, most of them do. Most of them do. And it's like, you know, my sixth man gets a chance. Like, it's the whole, like, Joe DiMaggio thing. You know, I think he had the record of consecutive games because one guy took a day off and then he never gave it up again. So it's like, people get sick, people die, people have a point, things happen. I just don't want you to miss because mom put a dental appointment during my practice. Well, that important.
That's every day. It's not a priority.
It's not a priority. So, I mean, and the thing is, when I first put it in, it was a battle. But it's not I mean, kids just know now. Like,
it's part of your culture.
It's a part of the culture. They know if they miss or they're late or something like that. You know, and they get, and then I have like a tardiness policy where if they, the first time they run, the second time we run, third time they sit. So
You got some good stuff here.
It's a hierarchy.
Interviewing you.
It's a hierarchy. Like first time you were late, you run. Okay. Second time you were late, we all run because you shouldn't, you know, and the thing is, it's different. Like I have kids that are on buses coming all over from the city. And there's a snowstorm and they're going to be late. Just call me. That's cool. You're not late. Things happen. I get that.
So you know, you're flexible.
I'm flexible on that. You know, if a kid's driving and they didn't leave early enough, okay, you're late then. That's, you know, that's your problem for not watching the weather forecast and reading my six Snapchats I sent you the night before saying, it's going to snow, leave early. It's going to snow, leave early. That's your problem. That's not mine at that point. I want you to be safe, but. You know, you can't control the bus or you can't control the subway or whatever's coming. Totally get that. You just have to let me know. You have a phone because you live with the phone connected to your hand.
Oh my God.
You can text me. You all have my phone number. And that's all I want. I just want them. I'm trying to teach them a life skill.
Absolutely.
It's more than about basketball. It's like, you're going to be late to work. Call your boss. Like the boss will probably be okay with it if it doesn't happen very often because things happen. Your kid just threw up on you and you're going to be late to work. Yep. As long as they know and they can cover it, they're going to be okay with it.
Absolutely. So what level do you coach?
I'm a varsity high school boys basketball coach.
Okay. And how's your team?
How is our team like last year or how has our team been? We've been really good in Wisconsin. We've won three state titles.
Wow.
Been to the state tournament 10 times, I think, in my 20 some years.
Wow.
We've been pretty good.
Any guys go off and
play? Wesley plays for the Bucks right now, Wesley Matthews.
That's your guy?
Yeah, he played
for love him.
Yeah, Wesley's a great guy.
He was in Portland for a little bit.
He was in Portland.
And then he was in
Dallas. Yep. Yeah. And then he had a short stint in New York, I think, for like 6 games or 12 games.
Is that right? Yeah. He came over with Dennis Jr., right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Was Wesley Matthews' dad a coach?
Wesley Matthews' dad played for the Badgers and then played for the Lakers. He was Magic's backup. Okay.
Wow.
Yep. And then I've Vander played for the Lakers for a little bit. He's in the G League. He's like number three scorer all time in the G League. Vander, so
you've had some ballers. You must have a good
team. Oh yeah, we've got like I don't know, like 10, 12 guys play professionally. I think something like that. Yeah, we've had some players. We've been good. I've been very blessed.
And Madison's that's like the city, right?
Yeah, Madison's the capital of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So it's about the metropolitan area. The county is probably about 500,000.
Okay. So are you the biggest school in Madison?
We're the second biggest school in Madison. Okay. Madison West is bigger than us, but we're probably in the top 10 in the state. Milwaukee's – don't get me started on Milwaukee. Anyway. It's like the most it's like one of the most segregated cities in the country anyway, or counties or whatever. But anyway, they're breaking up their high schools right now. So they're all their big schools are trying to make them smaller. So they're moving actually down divisions rather than up divisions at this point. Anything else on building a program? I could talk for 12 hours about building a program, but
I'm interested, man. This is awesome. It's really great to meet you. I'm going to have to, do some homework and research and maybe get some drills from you. I mean, I'm over here bragging about my division titles. You've been in the state tournament 10 times and some state championships. You're just sitting there.
I'll send you a link. I think our 2011 state championship game was triple overtime. Was one of the best games I've ever seen. I'll send you a link. I'll see if I can find the link. I know it's on YouTube, but I'll find it.
Are you in agreement with some of the things that I'm saying about building a program?
Yes. I would jump in if I wasn't. I would jump in if I wasn't. If anything, I'm opinionated. All right. Yeah. Let's go through our rapid fire. I've got like 16 pages, but I won't get through all these. Okay. What's your coaching philosophy?
My coaching philosophy
in a paragraph form rather than
paragraph form.
Yes.
I think play hard, play together. Always do your best.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How's that?
That's good. I like that. What's your favorite brand of basketball, like the ball you actually play with, the round circular thing?
I am a snob. I almost won't play with anything except for a Wilson Evolution.
Wilson tends to be we use Spalding, but because the state tournament uses Spalding. So
yeah, Wilson Evolution.
Wilson Evolution. Okay. One word to describe your ideal player.
That's a really good question. Man, you got some stumpers here. A word that describes sharing the ball. So
okay, like that.
You're Ivy League guy.
Well, yeah, sharing's good. I like sharing. I just like the easy word sharing. What if you go to one sporting event? What would it be and why?
If I could go to one sporting event, I think I would go to the Final Four. I just love the craziness.
It is pretty crazy.
College hoops. I've had a couple friends that have gone to the Final Fours and taken pictures, and I've been so jealous. So
I took my son last year. It was in Minneapolis. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
I hadn't been in like 20 years. If you love basketball, you gotta go to a Final Four. It's a zoo. It's literally a zoo, but it's a fun zoo.
And it's so exciting.
It's so exciting. Yeah. And it's very exciting. One skill not being taught in today's game.
I would say closing out, boxing out.
Okay.
I feel like I have to teach it, and then it doesn't.
Doesn't resonate. I know. One. Do you have one? Are you superstitious?
Sort of. Yes, I would say.
Do you have one superstition?
Yeah. Well, I have a favorite pair of underwear that I wear in a big game. I have my My game draws.
That works. One thing you do to relax?
I will get lost in a book. I read some of, I love Phil Jackson's books, or sometimes listen to music, meditate.
Kind of okay. What best player you have seen in person?
I saw Michael.
Okay.
I saw Jordan. I saw we're big Golden State fans, so we try to see Steph every time he comes to town.
Okay. So best player of all time.
And we met Dr. J 2 months ago, right before COVID. Yeah. I'll send you a picture.
I have Dr. J's rookie card.
Ooh, his hands are as big as his screen.
Oh, it's crazy. His hands. So are Michael's. Like that's what those guys don't understand is a ball is like a tennis ball to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Michael, the best player of all time. Is that what you said? You think?
I don't know. You're watching this documentary and you're kind of recapping and you're like, if he didn't take that break, he might have won 8 straight, right?
Right.
And that's unheard of. But I just think LeBron, I mean, he's on your team, you're in the finals. He's off your team, you win 10 games.
Right.
Like, who else? I think one of my friends, he sent me a post of LeBron's roster when they went to the finals 1 year, and you're like, those guys aren't even in NBA anymore.
Right, they're not any good. I know. Michael definitely had guys put around him, so I would give him that. Yeah. I agree.
What do you think? You think
LeBron? I have to pick Michael because Michael never lost a final. He's 6-0. He never played in a game 7 in the finals. How do you argue with that?
Well, he's also was being covered by Danny Ainge.
That's true. But then you can go back generation and you can go Larry Bird was being guarded by, it's like you can keep going back. In 30 years, they'll go, look who was guarding LeBron.
Yeah, Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's hard to cross compare generations. I think.
It is
hard. I think LeBron needs to win more to be in the discussion.
I agree with that.
He does.
He has to win 2 more at least.
Yeah, he has to win. You got to win. It's not fair, but that's what the discussion is. If you want to be talked about as the greatest of all time. Yeah. That's why Bill Russell, I think, is in that discussion because he won like 10 with the Celtics.
I agree.
While Chamberlain maybe was the most dominant, Russell was the winner.
He also had Red Auerbach.
He had coaching at that time when it wasn't the same as it was. Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, if you know hoops, how many teams were in the league in the 60s? It was like 6 teams.
It wasn't the same. One thing you do to become a better coach?
I read, I follow, Twitter. I just try to soak up as much knowledge as I can. I've learned so much just by talking with you. If I can learn 1 or 2 things.
The golden nuggets. I refer to them as golden nuggets. What's your favorite quote?
My favorite quote, I have it here ready for you. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Martin Luther King Jr. That's my favorite quote. My second favorite quote.
I love that. Say that again. I think that's pertinent to what's going on in the world right now.
The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Martin Luther King
Jr. Okay, I'm not getting political on this, but
No. But my second –
But good. look who's leading us. Anyway, next. You should have that tattooed on his arm. If you stop listening to me because of this, I don't care. I'm not drinking.
If they've listened this far to the podcast, you got them.
I'm not drinking Lysol. Sorry, bud.
Lysol.
I'm done. I'm just done being home. I'm done. I want to go back to work.
This is my second favorite quote.
If Barack was running it, I'd be back at work. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm with you on that. leadership is a potent combination of strategy and character. But if you must be without one, be without strategy. Norman Schwarzkopf.
I love that. I love that. Okay. I love that one. All right. One word to describe your coaching style.
Direct.
Okay. Best basketball coach of all time.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Okay. One book you'd recommend.
Gold standard, Mike Krzyzewski.
Okay. And then this is always my last question of my podcast. One thing you would tell your younger self or a young coach?
Make sure you have balance. Build relationships with everyone, you know, with the other teachers, your players, your parents, the media, and try not to burn bridges. You know, when we were getting good, you know, I started to get a little bit of an ego, you know, that happens. Those are the same people you turn off, are the same people that are going to try to, you know, burn you in the end.
Right. Yeah. So Rome was not built in a day. And yes, it's like you never know who's going to open the next door. My advice I'm giving to my son as he goes off to college is meet a new person every day. Build a relationship. One new person every day. Every day, one new person. Because you never know when that one person's going to be there when your car breaks down on a Saturday night, or that one person's going to help you when times are tougher. You're going to be able to help them. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's one of the 10,000 people you're going to meet in your life.
Go to college, right? That's the main reason you go to college, is to build a network.
I know. It really is. That's part of the reason we're talking gap year. It's like you can't build relationships on Zoom the same way, you know. All right. Go ahead, Coach.
I was going to ask, what would you tell your younger self? You've won all the state championships.
I would tell my younger self that you don't know everything. And as you get older, you'll know less. So find a mentor is what, I mean, I've had great mentors, so I would do that. I would find great mentors, and I would always keep learning. I mean, I love learning, obviously. I would go to school full time if I could afford it, because I just like learning. But, you know, I think I know less now than, I mean, shoot, in my 20s, I think I knew everything. In my coaching career, even, and I know now I'm like older and I don't know crap. Like,
well, you can accept it. You can accept that. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's like, well, and if I don't coach, if I don't ever coach another basketball game, I'm okay. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll go fishing. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm okay. So yeah, there's a age teaches you that a little bit, I think. So that's what I would tell myself. It's like, it's not life and death when you lose. Mm-hmm.
It was death when we were younger, huh?
It was horrible. It was horrible. It was horrible. When I lost my first state championship, Wesley was a junior. He broke his hand in the state semifinals. We lost in the finals. We were undefeated.
How did he break his hand? He fell on it?
He did. He fell on it. And no one, and everyone kind of hid it from me.
He continued to play?
He played in the finals and had like 9 turnovers. So in retro, like that wouldn't happen now because I would find out what's going on. I'd use him as a decoy. I would do things differently now. So I always feel bad for that 04 team because I feel like I wasn't the coach I am now, that we should have won that that year. Those losses that I think because I never knew if I was going to go back. You know, I was at the state championship.
That's it. That was the show.
I thought it was a show and we were in the championship and we could have won it and you go home in second place. It's like, I was talking to a coach the other day about it. It's like, I can't imagine how bad Hillary Clinton feels. Like you're that close, or Romney lose. I mean, when you are the second choice to be the most powerful person in the world and then one night you lose it, it's gotta be horrible. Like
it's humbling.
Yeah. It's humbling. It's like, so I don't, if that happened to me now, I would be obviously sad about it, but it wouldn't be like, I mean, I don't even know why my wife didn't kick me out of the house. I swear to God. Luckily I had young kids and young kids didn't care. They didn't care that dad was a basketball coach. They were like, geez, that would have been, yeah, true. And you know, Emma was, yeah, they were little things. So they just were happy I was home. So
yeah.
So that's what I would tell my younger self. It's okay. It'll be okay. Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate
you. Thank you so much. This was fun. A lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure if you want to hear more, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to hear other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig by Coach Collins. And subscribe, like, review all of them. 5-star reviews would be nice. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.